Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve the agenda as circulated.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of facts for both our meetings in December, the 12th and the 19th, and as well as February the 6th and the 20th, please.
Motion to approve those findings, Mr. Chairman.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of facts for the meeting as stated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp.
Yes.
For you, the minutes, Dale, of March 5th?
Yes, that's...
We need to make a motion to approve.
I had Mr. Hudson. I got that from...
No, you said the findings.
The agenda.
I believe you did the agenda.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, excuse me then. All right, well, then we have a motion to approve the minutes of our...
So moved.
Last regular meeting.
I make a motion that we approve those minutes, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve the minutes of our March the 5th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried.
It was, do you have a feeling she got even because she forgot this?
Yeah. Mr. Sharp, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is the time and place here of hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each applicant will be announced. The applicant will then be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all the proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 10,950, Stephen W. Yarmola, east of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, west of Pine, White Pine Drive, via Lot 74 within Pines at Long Neck Development. A variance from the wetlands setback requirement.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening.
I'm Bill Schaub. I'm for you all once again. I've been here since your newest member was added to the board. I'm sure he's up to the task, though. Mr. Yarmola, this is a fairly, what I would call fairly typical variance in that Mr. Yarmola looked at a piece of property, signed a contract to buy it, and then right before settlement, diligently had a survey done, was brought over to be approved, and learned that it would not be approved. And added to the application is the survey that his seller had done, which showed the house and the garage, and everything was compliant at that time. Then the seller, Mr. Mercure, over the years, he bought in 2000, between 2000 and 2012, he put an addition on the garage. That addition currently meets all of our normal setbacks, but I can only surmise, because he's not here and I don't know the answer, he was not aware that the area to the side of his property is actually considered wetlands. I have a picture to show you, and it looks no more like wetlands than most of our yards look. But because it is wetlands, he was required to maintain a 20-foot buffer from that particular sideline. And you can see from the survey, the most recent survey, 2012, that it's a very unusually shaped lot. If the lot were rectangular, if it were as wide in the back as it were in the front, there would not be an issue. But it's almost like a triangle at that point. And it is that odd shape of the lot at that point that creates a problem. But you can see that it's 12 feet from at its closest to that property line. And were it just the shed, I mean, the garage were the only issue in that area, were not wetlands, it would not be a variance matter. But because it is wetlands, a 20-foot buffer is required. Mr. Yarmola is here to testify. And of course, what you will hear is that if he's to fix this problem, he's going to have to take down part of his garage. So I have Mr. Yarmola here.
So, you have to be sworn in first.
Oh, I'm
he's
sorry.
Going to testify, please.
If you walk right over there, please.
Raise your right hand. You swear from the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And can you please state your name and address for the record?
Stephen William Yarmola, 161 White Pine Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Yarmola, when you purchased the property, was the garage that was sitting there the same one that's there today?
Yes.
And were you aware that that garage, when you signed the contract to buy it, was too close to the sideline?
Yes, sir.
Were you aware that the area to the back left of your lot is, in fact, wetlands?
No, no, sir.
Does it appear to be wetlands?
It's a bunch of weeds to me, a bunch of overgrowth to me.
What particular problem would you face, or problems would you face, if this variance were not granted?
I'd have to tear it down and rebuild, and it's sufficient for what I need now, because I have a lawn business, and it's a good storage area for all my lawn equipment and my car. I have an old car, too. That's one reason why I bought this, because the car would fit in the garage and my lawn equipment would fit in the shed part of the garage. And not knowing until settlement date that this was going to be a problem, I wouldn't have gone through all this.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Yarmola, are you aware of the fact that the Homeowners Association for the Pines Long Neck has sent a letter in support of your application?
No, I'm glad, no, but this. I have not talked to anyone. Since I moved in, I've not gotten nothing from the Homeowners Association, what to do, what not to do, what I can do with my property or not. So this is the first I've heard.
Have any of your neighbors objected to the size, the location of the garage?
No, sir.
And you did not build the addition to the garage?
No, sir.
No. I don't have any other questions of Mr. Yarmola.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with Mr. Rickards.
Yes, Mr. Schaub, was there an issue, a CO issued in 2000 for the first, for the seller?
Yes, for the house and the original garage, I believe there was. I believe Lawrence, Mr. Lang, said there was.
Okay, yes. There was. Okay, so when the Mercure's expanded another 228 square feet, correct?
Yes.
Did they have a CO for that?
I think they did not. I think this was work done by the homeowner.
Okay, so twice now the owner, or the seller, just to clear that has not got it in a, or is it just once?
Just the one time. Everything was compliant, as my understanding, when the house was built. He got permits for the house and the garage. They were built, I believe, at the same time. The survey that was done at that time is there, and that showed everything compliant. But then the seller, over the next 12 years, added on to the garage, and I do not believe got a CO for that.
Yeah, because I was thinking at a CO, you know, the building code gets involved in that CO. Now, I believe it's 400 square feet. They have to look at it, something that's over that. It just concerned me that he didn't do that. In other words, there's no CO for that second time around, so to speak.
No, and as I mentioned at the beginning, I can only surmise that he, while certainly should have gotten a CO and a building permit for the addition, I suspect because of the shape of the lot, he probably just assumed his lot went nice and back straight, in which case there would have been no setback issue at least.
Right.
And as I, if I could give the board, introduce, this is a picture showing the back left corner of the lot, not the world's best picture, but it doesn't show water. It looks like trees and weeds, and mm-hmm. So it's not an area that clearly is wet. What we think of wetlands as being wet or phragmites or marshy, it's just a treed area, and the board should have a letter from the homeowners association that I submitted supporting this application.
Right.
And
as I see, there are 404 wetlands.
Yes,
correct?
I believe so.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wortman.
No.
Mr. Hudson.
No.
Mr. Mills.
No.
Hearing no further questions?
I have a quick question,
Mr. Chairman.
Just for Mr. Yarmila, you've heard some, Mr. Schaub had answered some questions from Mr. Rickard. Is that the testimony to your belief as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Do we have any?
Well, we did receive a letter from the Pines at Long Neck.
Okay.
Homeowners Association in favor of.
Thank you. That'd be two. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,950. I believe the hardship for the applicant to take the existing garage down would be a hardship, and the property is unique due to its odd shape. The variance will enable use of the property, and the difficulty is not created by the applicant, and the variance, if granted, will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and I believe the variance is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,950. Okay, all those in favor? Let's go with Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, and I also vote to approve the case for the following reasons that had been stated. Mr. Rickards again?
Aye.
And Mr. Department.
Aye, for the same reason they were stated.
And by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,950 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hmm?